Chavad, with your permission. Yesterday was Shivasa Betamuz. And the Mishnah tells us that five things happen in Shivasa Betamuz. The Luchot, first tablets were broken. The king, his name was Apostomus. Sarafe the Torah, burn the Torah. Yifretzah HaChomah, the wall of Yerushalayim broke. Mutal HaTamid, they couldn't get any more sheep to sacrifice in Sekhem Bet HaMikdash. Mishnah said also, Omad Tzedem Ba'echal. The way the Torah tells, the Gemara tells us, the Navi tells us, the king Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu, decided to put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. At the time, the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzer Hara, the temptation was something that a person could not just walk away from it. The Gemara tells us, Rav Ashi, Rani wrote, put the Gemara together, had a dream one time, and this guy Menashe came to him in a dream. And he asked him, how dare you to take and put a statue in the holiest of the holiest? So Menashe told him, you don't even know how to cut bread. But if you would be in my time, you would run and chase to look for Avodah Zarah. Now, Sheikh Nistak Dola on the high, and they canceled the Yetzer Avodah Zarah. We don't feel any temptation to Avodah Zarah. We read, we think, oh, what does it mean? You go buy a statue in China and you bow down to it. It's stupid. At that time, Avodah Zarah was something that you were addicted to it. And it pulled you to do it. And Menashe told Rav Ashi, don't criticize me. What did I do? His Yetzer Hara was unbearable. So the Mishnah says that thing happened that he put the statue on Shivasa Bet Hamuz. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that Chas v'Shalom, somebody that does teshuva, Chas v'Shalom to remind him all the things he did in the past. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts teshuva of a person so much that the sin really should not have been in front of you. And the Rambam says that teshuva in the same place the sin was committed is called teshuva shelema. And actually, the Gemara says this Menashe one time was taken out of Yerushalayim in handcuffs to Iraq, to Babel. And then they put him in jail, and then they had a hot tub. They wanted to dip him inside. And then Menashe started to cry and pray to all the Avodah Zarah in the world, all the idols and everything. At the end he said like this, Hashem, now I want to tell you something. If you get me out of this jail now, then I believe in you. I do teshuva shelema. So the Gemara says the wind all of a sudden opened the gates and flew him back to Yerushalayim. He came to Yerushalayim. He went to Bet HaMikdash. He took the statue out. He teshuva shelema. And the Zohar says he sits in Gan Eden higher than Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Can you imagine? Above Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's how much was teshuva in those days from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Yitzchak of Avodah Zarah was so strong. And he pulled himself out and he regretted, even though the Navi says he made Yerushalayim rivers with blood. He killed hundreds of thousands of people. It's crazy. Did Yeshua Shalema? He's higher than once again in Gan Eden. So he did teshuvas. He took the statue out of Kodesh HaKodeshim, of the holiest of the holiest. So the Mishnah says, listen, five things happened on Shivasa Batamuz. One thing, he put a statue. Excuse me, not allowed to say this. It doesn't matter, he put a statue. But he teshuvah shelema. He's in Gan Eden. He took it out. You don't tell somebody, listen, that's what you did. He says, you teshuvah, you're not allowed to say that. If you didn't do teshuvah, it's something else. That's the Gemara says, Korach children. While they were going down, they did teshuvah, and all of a sudden they felt, the Gemara says they felt something come out of the wall, they held down to it, and they climbed up. You can't say so-called Lashon Hara and some bad information about somebody that corrected it. Nevertheless, Misha said, that's what happened yesterday. Shiva Sabbat Amuz, Menashe put a statue. What did he put a statue? He took a statue out. He got the biggest reward. He's high in the Mamisach in Yaakov in Gan Eden. This week's parasha, Parashat Pinchas, continuation of last week's parasha, Torah tells us that Bilaam gave an advice to Balak. He says, you want to get rid of the Jews? Assimilation. Go make a market, a flea market, put girls over there, and the Jewish boys will come to the market, the girls will talk to them, will tempt them, come get married to me. And this is for sure a disaster. That's what told us last week. That's what happened. Eshev Yisrael Bashitim. Ve'echel Am is not about Noab. The Jews went. Many, maybe from Shevet Shimon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the epidemic. People died left and right. And Torah tells us all of a sudden the president of Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Salu, his name is really Shlumi El ben Tzuri Shaddai, came over to Moshe, he's holding in his hand a shikze, a girl from Moab, and daughter of Balak. He said, I want to marry this girl. I want to marry this girl. And if you tell me I'm not allowed to, who let you marry your wife, Tzipporah? Says the Torah, everybody was astonished and started to cry. Says Shema Israel, out of nowhere Pinchas came. Pinchas came and told Moshe, not to embarrass Moshe, he told Moshe in his ear, didn't you tell us if somebody wants to marry somebody not Jewish, you kill him? And you don't have to bring him to Bedin? It's called Kanaim Pogimbo. It's a special halacha. That if you see someone is going to marry a goy without conversion, kill him. And you don't have to catch him and bring him to Bedin. It's Kanaim Pogimbo. Didn't you tell it to me? Didn't you teach us? Moshe said, yeah, I forgot. You know what? Says the Gemara, what? Moshe forgot? Moshe says, yeah, Hashem made it on purpose. Moshe should forget it. In order for Pinchas to come into the picture. Even though that Moshe taught us this. So Pinchas told Moshe, didn't you tell me this? Didn't you tell us? Moshe said, yeah. So Pinchas said, so why are we waiting? So Moshe told Pinchas, you go do it. You go do it. You reminded me the halacha. What is to do with anything? Why? Moshe tells him, you do it. It has nothing to do with him. He reminded him. So, now you know the halacha. Anyone should do it. Moshe should do it. No, no, no. Pinchas, he says, Bechavod. You take your sword, you're going to kill the guy. He says, why Moshe forgot this halacha? He says, Hashem wants it. This way, Hashem wants to grant Pinchas with something. Here comes this is parasha, and Torah tells us, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Shivit Chamatim Abnei Israel. Says, you should know Hashem said to Moshe, go tell everybody that Pinchas waved the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he took the revenge of Hashem, so called. Revenge? What kind of revenge? What do you mean revenge? Hashem takes revenge? What revenge? Either it's right or wrong. There's no revenge. Hashem doesn't take revenge. I says, what did you do? You got married to non-Jewish girls? Is it permitted or not permitted? Not permitted, Hashem will punish. He says, no. Pinchas took the revenge of Hashem. What kind of revenge? Why are we calling it revenge? Again, more in the internet, shalom. First of all, tell this guy, Pinchas, shalom. I said, what shalom? I said, anything. What do you mean, tell him shalom? What does that mean? He says, I make a treaty, shalom with him. What is this? This is an enemy. They need to make a treaty. Shalom. And then the Torah adds, Hashem as well said, "Hayta lo zaro acharav brit kunat olam." Pinchas, the Gemara says, was not a Kohen. Says the Gemara, amazing. His father is a Kohen HaGadol. His grandfather was Aaron HaKohen. He's not a Kohen. Says why? I mean, Hashem decided it. Says Hashem decided what? Hashem said like this. But Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, your brother is going to be a Kohen, and his four children, Pinchas not. He says, excuse me, the grandfather is a Kohen. The father is a Kohen. I am the son of Elazar. Elazar a Kohen HaGadol. My grandfather was Aaron HaKohen HaGadol. I am not a Kohen. So why? Hashem said it. What did Hashem say? Doesn't it go automatically? If the father is a Kohen, it's automatically the son becomes a Kohen. No, but the Gemara said, well, Pinchas was born before that. Pinchas was born in Egypt. What does it have to do with anything? It's automatically. Like Aaron and Kohen become a Kohen. Hashem said, your children, fortunately, become Kohanim. Eventually, their children become Kohanim. No, no, no. Says the Gemara, Pinchas is going to be a Kohen now, when he kills Zimri. Lo nitchaen Miryam, lo nitchaen Pinchas, ad she arago le Zimri, says the Gemara. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. Why Pinchas is not a Kohen? I don't want to be a Kohen. You don't want to go, okay, fine. How come he's a Kohen now? Because he killed somebody, he's going to be a Kohen? You give somebody, you give him Gibor Israel, you give him a medal. The hero of Am Israel. Arik Sharon. Menachem Begin. He said, what does it have to do with becoming a Kohen? Is he a Kohen? No. His father is a Kohen? Yes. I don't want him to be a Kohen. Okay. Now he kills him. Hashem said, you know what? He's going to be a Kohen now. Now he's going to be. Why? Because he killed somebody, he becomes a Kohen? Anyone that kills somebody becomes a Kohen? The opposite. The Gemara says a Kohen that killed loses his Kohanim. What do we call it? Kihuna. Kihuna in English. Yeah, Kihuna. He loses it. The opposite. Hey, not nobody brings over in his book, of course, as a soldier or Kohen that goes and kills Arab, he's not going to become not that he's not, he loses Kohen, he becomes Kohen Gadol. As many as he can kill of those enemies. I'm talking about a Kohen that kills somebody, loses it. So Pinchas, okay, he did a mitzvah, okay, I understand, he did a mitzvah. But you don't get a reward to become a Kohen. So Hashem is going to reward him to be a Kohen, and Moshe is going to forget the halacha for Pinchas to become. Why Hashem is doing such a thing? And what's the reward to become a Kohen? Rabbi Tom Yosef says, listen, not only that, Hashem told Moshe, go tell him he's going to be the Kohen Gadol soon. And all his descendants were the Kohanim Gadolim in the first Beit HaMikdash. 18 of them. 18 of the Kohanim, Pinchas, Dr. Miller, all these people. Oh, Mazal Tov. Every time I speak about Kohen, you come inside. Mazal Tov.
I'm waiting.
Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov, to Mazal Tov. All the Kohanim, first Beit HaMikdash, was Pinchas' descendants. I said, what? Then Pinchas is going to become Eliyahu HaNavi. And Tam Nuziel, before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi. I said, who is this? Pinchas became Eliyahu HaNavi. Eventually, you read the Tanakh, Eliyahu HaNavi flew to the Shamayim and says, who is this? Pinchas. When did Hashem say it? This is Parasha. This Parasha, after Pinchas killed Zimri, Hashem told Moshe, God tell him he is going to be the Kohen HaGadol, his children are going to be Kohen Gadolim, and he is going to become Eliyahu HaNavi. I said, what's the connection? For what? Why? Why does he become Eliyahu HaNavi? What is Eliyahu HaNavi's job that Pinchas has to do? So the Gemara tells us, this is special halacha. The Gemara Bava Batra, page 60, this is a Mishnah. It says partners that they live, and they live in the same yard, each one has a house. The Mishnah says that they should not open a window facing another window. And not an opening if it's not an opening. The Gemara asks, why? Why they shouldn't? What is it? Did they have an argument or something? The Gemara, no. He read last week Parashat Balak, that Bilam, before his last so-called blessing, he said, Matobu Alecha Kamishkenotecha Israel. So Bilam says, I see something very special. Very nice tents, very nice dwelling. Says the Gemara, Bilam said, you know what I see? I see that the doors don't face each other in the desert. What it means is like this. I understand the Gemara says that you cannot open a window across from another guy because you bother him. It's called a zekriya. You see, the guy's embarrassed to do certain things. So you look at him all the time. The Gemara says it's Ayin house, so it's a bad eye. Why are you looking at somebody else's house? So, what would happen if both of them agree? He says, listen, I don't care. I have nothing to hide. I open the window, you open the window. I look through your window, you look through my window. Nothing wrong. Says the Gemara, Manan, Emily, how do you know you cannot do this thing? Says the Gemara, tell you, you know what? I learned from Bilam. Bilam said, this is really the sentence. Chachamim say you come to B'tei Yosef in the morning, you should recite, you should say this sentence. He says, what is the power of that sentence? Says, Bilam said it. What did he say? I said, I see something very important. The doors in the desert don't face each other. Even though, you know, in the desert, there's no such thing. I'm not allowed to, because it's not your land. Nobody bought over there land. It's not your house. Tomorrow everybody moves. No, but you know what it means. Bilam said, the Gemara says, Bilam said, I see the Shekhinah. I see the Shekhinah. Excuse me, 1 minute. Yes. 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 Don't do nothing. Just give him a shock. Give him a shock. Give him a shock. Tell him to revive him. If he has a heartbeat, tell him to revive him. Don't do nothing. I said, if heart is working, it is not necessary to revive him. Very good. Just pray, you should wake up. Don't do nothing. Of course, no. Of course, that's what it means. Refuah Shlema. Just pray, just pray. Refuah Shlema. Thank you. Says the Gemara that Bilam, when he said Matov Elocha Yaakov, that's what he said. You know what I see? I see the Shekhinah. Not that he sees that, you know, people don't look at each other door. Because we don't look, Bilam said, I see it, there's the Shekhinah. So if somebody sees the Shekhinah, somebody, how can you curse the guy? He can curse. It means he sees Hashem on top of him. Says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah means. Mishnah means a person should not open a window facing another window. Don't look at somebody else's door, because if you do, there's no Shekhinah. That's what it means. By guarding your eyes, by not looking, you bring the Shekhinah to you. Chas v'shalom, you look. That's really Bilam's advice was to Balak. He told him, you want to get rid of the Jews? Make a flea market. Put girls over there. Let the Jews come to buy. And the girls should talk to them. And they can look at the girl. And eventually what? Eventually, says the Zohar, if you get married to a goy, it means you destroy the Shekhinah. Says the Zohar, the biggest sin in the world is to get married to a goy. Unless you convert. But to get married to a goy, the Zohar says it's worse than Avodah Zarah, worse than kill somebody, says that's the worst thing in the world. Why, says the Zohar? Because you push the Shekhinah away. Hashem cannot be in a place that the Jew is together with the goy. Impossible. Says the Gemara, that's what Bilam said. So Bilam said, I see I'm Israel and I cannot give them a curse, it's because I see the Shekhinah. He told Balak, you want to get rid of them? You have to get rid of the Shekhinah. How get rid of the Shekhinah? Just tell them to look at the places they shouldn't look. They should go over there to the market. They should look at the ladies, at the Zesley girls. And then eventually, they're going to get married to them. Eventually, no Shekhinah. Then epidemic started. That's the process. Come Chachamim and tell us, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided Pinchas should not be a Kohen. He says, wait. Soon I'll explain to you why Hashem said, wait.
It's amazing. His father's a Kohen, his grandfather's a Kohen, he's not a Kohen? Wait. Okay. Now, in this episode, all of a sudden, the president of Shevet Shimon brings a non-Jewish girl. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to marry this girl. Moshe doesn't know what to do. You know why? Wait, I'll tell you why. Pinchas comes over to Moshe, tells him, Moshe, didn't you tell us that you have to kill the guy like this? So what does it mean? It means you don't need to take him to court to begin. You kill him on the spot with no thinking, maybe something, maybe she was, forget about it. I says, you know why? Because this is the worst thing in the world, because it means you destroy the Shekhinah. You send the Shekhinah away. I says, okay, so Moshe tells Pinchas, you do it. Wait, because Moshe knows. Because soon he says it's going to happen. What's going to happen? Hashem is going to grant Pinchas. He's going to tell him, you're going to be a Kohen. Maybe I didn't want to make you a Kohen. I'll tell you why. Because the Kohen walks in Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen is next to the Shekhinah. If Moshe would have killed Pinchas, he would say, uh-huh, Moshe would have killed Korach. Moshe killed Datan Vaviram. Moshe killed an official in Egypt when he was 12 or 17. Moshe kills sinners. Okay. No. It's a new concept. It's not the sin over here. The sin over here that you destroyed the Shekhinah. This is unbearable what you did. It's not this like other things. This is the worst in the world. To chase the Shekhinah away, that's the worst thing in the world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted, and he told Moshe, go tell him Shalom. The word Shalom, the Gemara says, Shalom, in Hebrew, is one of the names of Hashem. Hashem has a lot of names, at least 70. One of the names is Shalom. But you see what Kavanah, we say, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. What do you mean, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu? What do you mean, Yaseh Shalom? Hashem should make a peace on us? Shalom is the name of the Shekhinah. Shalom. It's a lot of Kavanah in the word Shalom, what it means. One of the Kavanot means, Hashem should bring the Shekhinah on us. Hashem should protect us. Hashem should save us. Hashem should heal us. It says, what does it mean? If you have the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was in the desert of Am Israel. This is what Bilam saw. I said, the Shekhinah. It says, they're protected. I can't do anything to them. So Hashem tells Moshe, go tell everybody like this. Go tell them. Pinchas was no Kohen, even though his father was a Kohen and his grandfather was a Kohen. Pinchas is the one that killed the guy, to tell you that Pinchas worries about the Shekhinah. If Moshe would have killed, people say, oh, you know Moshe killed? Moshe is a judge. The Torah says, what is Moshe? When Moshe killed the Egyptian officer in Egypt, so Datan Bavim the next day told him, Misamcha leShofet Aleinu, are you a judge? You're not a judge. Then Moshe came down with the second tablet, said, Vayeshev Moshe lishpot etam. Moshe used to judge. Moshe judged Korach. Okay, fine. Hashem wants to teach you something. That Hashem wants the Shekhinah to be around us. And therefore, Hashem did the whole thing, that Pinchas is not going to be a Kohen, he's going to be a Kohen when he kills somebody. Because you killed somebody, you're going to become a Kohen? The opposite, if you kill somebody, you should not be a Kohen. No. When you kill somebody because you want the Shekhinah to come back, because what happened, the epidemic started. Why the epidemic started? It means Hashem lifted the Shekhinah. And whatever people did, got married to those non-Jewish girls, it says, that's what happened. It says, no Shekhinah. It says, Pinchas, Torah says, Hashem said, he revenged my revenge. What do you mean? Hashem wants to take a revenge. I said, yeah. If you push somebody, that somebody wants to push you back. Am Israel pushed the Shekhinah. Pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By getting married to this girl, you push the Shekhinah. Pinchas, revenge. Revenge of Hashem, revenge. He said, I don't like this business. You push HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem writes in the Torah, I did not wipe Am Israel out. Why? Because Pinchas, by killing this guy, he brought the Shekhinah back. And therefore, so the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Pinchas, he's going to be a Kohen. What's the reward because you kill somebody? No. If you kill somebody because this guy is pushing the Shekhinah away, of course you know the Shekhinah is in Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, Pinchas now is going to be granted to be a Kohen. I says, I waited till now. I didn't want to make him a Kohen before, because you would never learn this. You don't know what a Kohen means. A Kohen means you are a servant of the Shekhinah in Beit HaMikdash. And it says, look, now Pinchas is going to be a Kohen. Not only Kohen, Kohen Gadol. Not only Kohen Gadol. Your children are going to be the Kohen. Not only this, going to be Eliyahu Navi. So Eliyahu Navi, what is Eliyahu Navi's job? It says, the Mishnah, Masechet Eduyot, Chachamim, Omrim, somebody is going to ask you, what Elion HaNavi is going to do, what his real job is. He says, Lo lerachek, lo lekarev. He says, not to do this, not to do this. Only one thing. To bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Shekhinah back. Shenehemar ve'eshiv levot albanim, levonim alotam. He says, this Elion HaNavi's job is to bring the Shekhinah to the world. From all the sins that people do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called is in exile, Elion HaNavi will bring back the Shekhinah. He says, who is this guy? This guy is Pinchas. He says, what did he do? He brought the Shekhinah back by killing the presence of Shevet Shimon. So the whole episode of Parashat Pinchas, is just to tell you one thing. This guy is Elion HaNavi. He says, what you got to do in your life to make sure the Shekhinah is here? Therefore Hashem waited and did not make Pinchas a Kohen. And therefore Hashem made up Moshe Rabbeinu should forget this halacha in order to Pinchas to kill, but not to Pinchas to kill, in order to for Pinchas to get the reward. And from Am Yisrael going to hear the reward. He said, what happened? Hashem granted Pinchas. He's going to be a Kohen. I said, excuse me, he wasn't a Kohen till today. He said, no, Hashem said, now he should be a Kohen. Everybody's going to ask, why is a Kohen now? And Moshe would say, not only is he going to be a Kohen, Hashem said, shalom to him. Shalom to him. Shalom means the Shekhinah. He says, he brought the Shekhinah. But actually, Chachamim said, this is the job on this world. Because after Adam Rishon ate from the tree, so-called, by eating from the tree, he chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One flight. Then Cain killed Hevel. Hashem lifted himself another flight, and then Dor HaNoshet Avodah Zarah, another flight, and then the job is to bring back the Shekhinah here. That's the job. This is the purpose of Tikkun Chatzot. And we say Tikkun Chatzot every night, is to bring the Shekhinah back. This is the job. Hashem wants to be here. And therefore, the Torah tells us in detail, Pinchas, who is this? The guy that brought the Shekhinah back. Actually, Chachamim say, the Mishnah said that yesterday one of the things that happened that Menashe put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest. So sounds like it's a silly thing. So what? It's a joke. What difference does it make where you put the statue? Put the statue inside the holiest of the holiest? Or you put the statue outside? So what? So what if it's the holiest? So what's the holiest? So was the Torah over there? So what? The Gemara says, Ben Menashe was such a high level, son of Chizkiyahu. And he made a statue. He made a statue first with one face. When he put it, he came to Bet HaMikdash, he faced the statue to the Hechal. Bet HaMikdash was an ark. And inside was the second tablet, second Luchot. So this was the center of the world. The Kohen HaGadol used to come inside Yom Kippur and used to do the Ketoret right there next to the Aron, next to the Echal, next to the Ark. So he made a statue, and the face of the statue was facing the Ark. So when he walked a few times over there, we don't know how he was alive. Usually Kohen HaGadol used to die when he walked over there. He walked, Hashem let him walk. He walked inside and he was able to detect and see that Hashem moved. Whatever it means. Says the Gemara, Menashe went inside and he saw the statue facing the ark. And what he sees, Hashem is on the side. Whatever it means. It means a little cloud, you can see. Sometimes you can see. You have to have special glasses. In our time too. You go to the Kotel, sometimes you can see some things. You see like a blue cloud, you see something. You see. That's actually what Am Yisrael saw. That's what Avraham Avinu saw. You see a cloud. Hashem appears there in the cloud. Torah says a few times. Hashem came with a cloud. So Menashe saw in Bet HaMikdash all of a sudden that Hashem is not on its place. He went outside and he ordered a statue with four faces. So he took this one out, or he put on that one another three faces. He brought it inside Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara says Hashem said like this: "Ah, you brought a statue with four faces. I know why. Because you don't want me here. I'm leaving. Goodbye." So the Mishnah says, "Listen. Yesterday Shivasa Betamuz. You know what happened? Menashe put a statue." He said, but Menashe did Yeshuva. It's true. Menashe is in Gan Eden higher than Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. True. But you know what happened yesterday? the Shekhinah was chased out of Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't matter that you do the Shuvah and you can be in Gan Eden. But if somebody's going to ask you, what happened yesterday? The Shekhinah was chased. So even though the Menashe did Shuvah and he's in Gan Eden, this is what happened. Chachamim tell us, you know, all the five things that really happened yesterday, it has to do with the Shekhinah. There's no sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. Apostle must burn the Torah. The Butala Tamid didn't have a sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. It's all these things. It says, Nifotzah Choma, Yerushalayim, the wall was broken. It means no more Yerushalayim. It says, Yerushalayim is a straight field. It says, what does it mean? It means Hashem doesn't dwell there. But Chachamim said, the Ta'anit yesterday was to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the Shekhinah back. That's the Gemara that Chachamim said that the person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should come back. Because Hashem himself, right? The Gemara says Hashem himself says, "Bamistarim tivke nafshi." Hashem says, I cry inside my palace upstairs because I don't have a house downstairs. So the Shekhinah is not here. Hashem is called Shekhinah Begalut. So the Chachamim said that a person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants something, so he should always involved in his request to Shekhinah. I said, Refaenu, and therefore Hashelema, Tamil Refaenu Hashelema. You should know Hashem, if we may say, also needs Refaenu Hashelema. Because, so called, with the sins, what we did, this is it. This is no Beit HaMikdash, there's no Beit HaMikdash, the Shekhinah has no place. So when you go to Israel, you go to the Kotel, that's what you tell Hashem. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back, the Shekhinah should come back. And this is the ultimate goal in our life. That's what the Ari says. You have to say Tikkun Chatzot only these 3 weeks. You say Tikkun Rachel also between Mincha and Arvid. You say Tikkun Rachel. He says, besides what you say at night, Tikkun Chatzot, Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah, we say during the day also. He says, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want it back. Gemara says, Tzion Dorei Shela, Michal Debayit Risha. Gemara says, people don't demand a house for Hashem. A person always prays for himself. I need this. You have a right to pray for yourself. But Father has no house. You have to pray, the Shekhinah should come down. And then you say also, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. It goes, but involve the Shekhinah in your prayers. It says, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back. Mashiach come
Amen.
Amen.